It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Hope you're doing well. Got poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. We honor Gonzaga. Gonzaga did it again last night. Went through the regular season undefeated this time around. Mark Few and the Zags, they are the team to beat on March Madness. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter. You want to be involved in our bracket challenge, you have to be a member. Go to danpatrick.com. Doesn't cost you anything. Just sign up. And while you're there, you're going to get the newsletter available daily, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Everything that goes on in the show and some special deals that we have as well. Scott Van Pelt from the Mothership will join us. It was a year ago tonight that we had Rudy Gobert, the Thunder, the Utah Jazz, and they shut things down. And Van Pezzi was doing SportsCenter, did a great job anchoring that night. So we'll talk to him about what that was like a year ago. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, will join us coming up in a little bit. We'll talk about what Dak Prescott's contract is going to mean for Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Baker Mayfield, because I think Lamar Jackson's agent, his mom, is probably looking at that deal going, oh, it's nice. Dak got a nice little deal there. Wait till you see mine. And Josh Allen, same thing. Because those are two quarterbacks that are held in higher regard than Dak Prescott. But Baker Mayfield, I don't think Baker is going to get those numbers, but we'll talk to Florio about that coming up. NFL franchise tag day came and went, and some interesting names got the tag. The Bears' Allen Robinson might be the most underrated wide receiver in the game. The Giants' Leonard Williams, the Jags' Cam Robinson, just to name a few. The Buccaneers, I think they announced to the NFL they're going to run this back. They wanted to make sure that they kept the offense intact, bringing back Chris Godwin. Not defensive end Shaq Barrett, but they'll work on a deal to bring him back. And that means Barrett hits the open market if they can't get a deal done. Keep an eye on the Lions' Kenny Golladay. He might get $20 million a year. Steelers' Bud Dupree, the Chargers' Hunter Henry, they're also headed to the market. Free agency franchise tags sometimes require a PhD in economics to understand because they have their own language. Where else do we use the word tender in the world of sports? And remember, nobody knows free agents like their own teams. The smart GMs usually don't let the players, the great players, hit free agency unless they're not that interested in bringing them back. So even though there's going to be some exciting names on that list, buyer beware to some extent. Most of the deals look good now, but you never know which ones will actually work out. McLovin, you got a poll question for me today? This program is brought to you by Built Bar, 16 grams of protein, low calorie, low carb, and it tastes great. It's like a candy bar. BuiltBar.com, promo code DP20, 20% off your first order.
Okay, we've been workshopping a basketball one, but I'm going to save that because I have a couple NFL questions before you get to that.
Okay.
This is a New York-centric. Who feels more hopeless today, the New York Jets or the New York Giants? Giants were in the news. They gave their presser yesterday.
Yeah, Dave Gettleman, their GM, said that they have a decision to make on whether they bring back, well, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Right.
Here is Dave Gettleman, the Giants GM, on their quarterbacking situation.
You do your evaluation. We've had Daniel for 2 years. We've done the evaluation on him, and we really believe he's the guy. You know, no reason to go look. I mean, everybody, you know, what we're doing isn't fantasy football. We're not playing. We're not doing that. And again, I say this all the time. The kid just finished his second year of NFL football. All right. How many of us, after 2 years at our new job, were great? No. We all start at point A and we hopefully get to point Z. But the one common denominator is it takes time. Everybody's got to understand that. We believe in Daniel, and that's where it is.
Okay, you're back into your guy. I'm more curious about Saquon Barkley than I am Daniel Jones right now. I think they saw glimpses with Daniel Jones, you know, the fumbling issues, trying to, you know, their quarterbacks. Dave Craig played a long time in the NFL, but he had problems with fumbling. And I don't know if those things are fixable, which sounds strange, of just holding onto the football as a quarterback. We saw Tiki Barber had a problem with fumbling, but they changed how he held the football, and he became one of the great running backs in his era. As far as a quarterback who doesn't hold on to the football, I don't know how fixable that is. But Daniel Jones is your quarterback. Saquon Barkley is really the key, because I don't want to give him another contract. Not yet. But they're going to have to make that decision here coming up. Yeah, McLovin.
Another poll related to this.
And I do think the Jets might be in a better situation because I know what the Giants have. The Jets, there's still the possibility of, do they trade Sam Darnold? Do they draft Zach Wilson? Do they do something really dynamic? Does somebody give them, you know, a few draft picks to move up to number two? That's what I'm curious about, because you got a proven GM, you got a new head coach, and maybe you have an ability to hit the reset button by drafting a rookie quarterback. I would say the Jets, believe it or not, because I sort of know what I have with the Giants, and I don't know how good that is. It feels like it's average. Yeah, Paulie.
I was going to say I feel better about the Giants because they feel historically like a more stable franchise, a more generally competitive franchise, but I just looked, they've made the playoffs twice in the past 12 seasons. That's really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot worst run of their history.
Yeah, McLovin.
Is it weird that I'd be more excited about Sam Darnold than Daniel Jones? I don't know why. Like, Sam Darnold in a new place, like, feels like a more higher ceiling than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm high on either one of them, but it feels like you can see the embryonic stages of something that's promising with Daniel Jones. He's athletic, but I don't know if he can be great. It feels like everybody's looking at their quarterbacking situation, and they want to know, can that guy be great? And this is the Patrick Mahomes effect. Yeah, I have 2 years of patience right now. That's it. And then I go, man, time to move on. Maybe 3 years at the most. Well, we've sort of seen Sam Darnold. I think Sam would do better in another organization, another system. And the Jets, get your quarterback. If you're sold on that quarterback, don't take one because you go, we may never be up here again. Well, you're the Jets. You probably will be. But if you're sold on Sam Darnold, you use that second pick overall for something dynamic, or you trade that pick, that can help you. but you got to be really good at drafting. Like, that's the key. These teams that have draft picks, and we go, oh boy, they got a lot of draft picks. Are they any good at drafting? That's usually what it comes down to. Are you any good at drafting? And a lot of these teams aren't. Like the Cleveland Browns. For years, boy, they got a lot of draft picks. Yeah, who'd they take? Well, they took Brandon Weeden. Oh.
Remember they took some cornerback out of Oklahoma State who was out of the league in like a year or two?
I think that was the 9th pick overall.
Yeah, we were all excited that year because they had a couple picks.
Who was that defense?
Justin Gilbert,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yes, Todd.
Aren't you a little more hopeful if you're the Giants as in the immediate future, just from a division standpoint? I know the Cowboys got Dak back to a new deal, but just as far as the division that's less and more competitive to want to be on the Giants.
Well, if you're saying you could win 9 games and win the division, yeah, you're right. Because you have the Jets are in a division with Buffalo. Miami's getting better as well. And New England, we think, will get better again. But as far as how good is my team, I like the upside for the Jets more than the Giants. Like, I don't go, boy, you know, I'd take the Giants because they play in a crappy division. That wasn't the question. Like, who's more likely to win their division? The Giants. But who can build a better team right now? I would look at the Jets. If they're smart with what they do, I like the upside with that. You know, the Giants have a running back that, you know, you're going to spend a lot of money on. He's a star. There are a lot of 26 jerseys in New York. But the Jets, you know, they had the Le'Veon Bell situation. They got out from underneath that. Got out from Adam Gase. Maybe it feels like it's a breath of fresh air for the Jets, believe it or not. Yeah, Paulie.
I had that idea a few months ago that the Jets and the Giants would merge franchises and see if they could put a good team together. That didn't get a lot of traction. I don't know if it's legal. Saquon Barkley, though, in three seasons, he's missed one-third of his games. Mm. He's missed over 30% of his games. And he's an average running back when he plays, above average running back. He averages 75 yards a game. That's 25 fewer yards than Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, he was pretty good as first year.
Yeah, he had first 2 years, his numbers are okay. 1,300 yeah. yards and 1,000 yards. A lot of receptions.
Yes.
But overall, you know, it's not worth $50 million.
No, I don't want to sign him up to another contract. And he's coming off knee surgery as well. But, yeah, they have some decisions to make there. But feels like they got their guy in Daniel Jones. And, I mean, that's the big hurdle. Do you have the quarterback you truly believe in? And if you do, then you start to improve the roster. It's these teams that are, I think we ran down the list. There are probably 10 teams who are sold on their quarterbacks right now. That's a lot of teams who aren't sold on their quarterbacks.
It weren't the Seahawks on that list, though?
They were. They were. By the way, I didn't bring this up yesterday. We had other things to talk about, but the Russell Wilson situation with the season ticket holders, where the owner sends out this 3-paragraph missive and talking about the excitement and the new season, and singles out DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, the new offensive coordinator. I think the running backs coach got mentioned. Russell Wilson did not get mentioned in that letter to your season ticket holders. And I thought, that's really petty on the part of the Seattle Seahawks. Now, keep in mind, Russell Wilson was the NFL Man of the Year. And he doesn't even make it into your season ticket holder newsletter. Do you think that was like an accidental omission? Probably not. Very petty. Very petty on the part of Seattle. You're supposed to be the grown-ups. Yeah, Russell's upset. Should Russ be calling out his offensive line? No. Is he part of the problem, holding on to the ball too long? Yes, all of those things. But you're the Seahawks, the ownership, and you put out this letter to your season ticket holders, and you forget the NFL Man of the Year. And then you realize they didn't forget. That was, oh, okay, you want to go public? We're going to go public as well. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to go grade school on you, and you know I love me some Russ Wilson, but you started it. That's what I would say if I was Seahawks management or the Seahawks owner. I pay you $35 million a year. You're under contract. we're going to do our best to help you out. But I have people who are my GM. I have a player personnel person. You know, you do your job at quarterback and I'll do this. But if you say, I want to give you a list of teams I want to be with, then let's go back at it in the media. That's what the ownership probably said to themselves. Like, hey, I pay this guy a lot of money and he doesn't want to be here, or he kind of doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, but your ownership, you don't go public because he went public.
Yeah, you do.
No.
You always answer.
No, not like that.
Most of these owners, who's the owner of the Seahawks these days? He's probably some rich guy, right?
I think it's, no, remember?
Likely.
It was Paul Allen who passed away.
So it's his family?
It's his family.
So Steve Allen or whatever the name is.
No, it's her.
Her.
She's the owner.
She's probably upset that, like, you know, they took this, he took this public.
But if your kid does something wrong, you don't go, you know, hey, don't smack your sister. Now I'm going to smack you.
In the old days.
Yes, that did happen in my household.
Right.
Hey, you hit your brother, I'm going to hit you with a frying pan. Yes, Eden.
The grade school analogy is perfect, too, because like you said, the Seahawks are supposed to be the adults in the room.
Yes.
Like, okay, Russell, have a temper tantrum if you want, but we're going to do this. I also don't think that the owner of the place is like, so about the email that we're sending to the season ticket holders, what are we including in that? Like, doesn't that feel like it's more lower-level decision?
Yes, I think she signed it. I think that's one of those where they go, oh, we got some documents for you to sign.
Like, literally signed it or e-signed it?
Maybe e-signed it. Yes, Paul.
I disagree. I don't think that some 28-year-old producer editor.
You think the owner of the Seahawks sat down and went, hey, I want to single out our new offensive coordinator, our new running backs coach.
But make sure we don't put Wilson in there.
No, but I think that.
And now I'm going to go back to being a billionaire. Thanks.
I think the owner, it's Jody Allen and her team, absolutely were informed or at some point signed off on it and specifically knew that Russell was not included. I don't think that's an accident at all.
But why make it worse?
It's even. It's even Steven, going back to
great. No. I don't believe that for a second from Russell Wilson.
You started it.
Yeah.
It worked for me. God.
That never goes well.
No.
And plus, when you do payback should be a little worse. It should be more harsh. Being the bigger person has never worked out for people. You got to go back and hit them. I love Russ.
Not anymore.
Oh,
no. Now Russ has to come back at you because of what you just did.
See, I'm trying to spice this up so he becomes a bear in the next four.
He's going to make fun of you for having one good eye.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think he's going to do something. I think next time he's on, he's going to have his hand over one of his eyes or have an eye patch on there.
He could play the game with one eye tied behind his back.
Yeah, he's like Trevor Bauer. Yeah. Go Hawks. Yes, McLovin.
I know how they could really get to Russ. Guess who became a free agent yesterday? Cornerback, Tennessee, Malcolm Butler. Flirt with Malcolm Butler in free agency.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
That's hardcore.
That is mean-spirited.
Russ started it, I guess.
By the way, here's a stat that you might only hear on this program. You'll hear it here, and then you'll hear it someplace else. The individual defender in the NFL who gave up the most passing yards last year, Malcolm Butler, he gave up 923 passing yards. I didn't know they kept individual stats like that, but I got that stat. Our good guy, Ethan, gave that to me. You remember Ethan. You know what he does on this show, right?
Oh, Ethan.
It's been a while. Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
Does Malcolm Butler have a lifetime pass for one play? Like, I feel like, yeah, but he still caught that ball in the Super Bowl. Like, that guy could do no wrong in a way.
I see what you did. Lifetime pass.
Ooh.
The lifetime pass, he intercepted it.
Yeah, like, I feel like Malcolm, the rest of his career has been a bit of an afterthought. I don't even know how good he is. Is he Pro Bowl level?
I think he might have been.
He made one Pro Bowl his second year in the league. He started 16 games. He's still a starter.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I think that Seattle letter should have included a list of four other quarterbacks that the team might like to have if Russell Wilson just happens to not be on the show.
That's good. Now that is good.
Don't just leave him out. Just say, and if this one could play, and Watson's right.
If we need a new quarterback, here's four quarterbacks that we would like to maybe bring in. Well, now it can only be three because Dallas re-signed Dak Prescott.
You're going to make a statement, go all in.
I like it.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Derek Carr. That's pretty good, Todd. All right, Floria will join us coming up. What's Lamar Jackson going to get paid? Josh Allen? Baker Mayfield? We'll talk to him about some of the comings and goings, free agency. I'll pay tribute to Gonzaga. They were down double digits to BYU last night and came back as they go into the tournament undefeated. Yes, McLovin?
Yeah, we have a Gonzaga-related poll that I'm going to save.
It was always one of those Gonzaga, or is it Gonzaga? Is it the Zags? It's the Zag. It was like 20 years ago. Is it Gonzaga or Gonzaga? Well, they're the Zags, so I'm assuming it's Gonzaga. But, you know, you go to Gonzaga to play basketball. It's rare when they have a one-and-done. They have a one-and-done this year. Jalen Suggs is a one-and-doner. I think Zach Collins might have been the first one-and-doner with Gonzaga. But, you know, the Zags are the team to beat this year. Number one overall seed. We'll take a break. Florio joins us coming up. We'll have a play of the day. A couple more stats of the day as well. Scott Van Pelt from the Mothership a little bit later on. We'll look at Duke's basketball tournament hopes coming up. We have a couple of suggestions here for the selection committee. 20 after the hour. Just getting started on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. You want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. Pretty amazing, right? In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. And you can learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the start of the show, we were talking about the Giants. Dave Gettleman, their GM, is all in on Daniel Jones. And I said, I don't know if it's fixable with fumbles, but he had 11 fumbles last year. Derek Carr had 11. Taysom Hill had 10. Lamar Jackson, 10. Carson Wentz had 10. But you got to back your quarterback. I just don't know if he backs his running back, Saquon Barkley, because I certainly don't want to go into a second contract with a running back. But, yeah, we were talking about who's in better shape, the Jets or the Giants. And I said, division-wise, the Giants would be, because you can win 9 games and win that division. But I think the Jets, with a new coach, an experienced GM, they got some draft picks there. They got some interesting decisions to make. Let's bring in Mike Florio here, joins us on the program. Let me start with that. Who's in better shape, Mike, Jets or Giants?
I like your point about the Giants being in the NFC East. You don't have to be in very good shape to be in good shape in that division. But I'm intrigued by what the Jets can do, Dan. After hearing our guy Chris Sims last week praise Zach Wilson, the BYU quarterback, the presumptive number 2 pick, if the Jets do indeed take him and move on from Sam Darnold, this is a franchise that's been looking for a franchise quarterback since Joe Namath, for crying out loud. If they get this opportunity and they seize this opportunity and Wilson becomes what Sims sees in him, then I think the Jets are in pretty good shape. Robert Saleh, highly respected coach, the team being built from the inside out by Joe Douglas. Mike Maccagnan, the former GM, was doing too much building from the outside in, for example, signing Le'Veon Bell when they had no offensive line. What are you thinking when you do that? So I like what the Jets are doing. We're just so conditioned to think the Jets are going to stink that it's hard to imagine them being any good.
We were also talking about what's going on with Seattle with Russell Wilson, where the newsletter comes out to the season ticket holders and, and the owner signs off on, hey, let's mention the new offensive coordinator, the running backs coach, and Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. And, oh, by the way, we'll just leave out the NFL man of the year, Russell Wilson. Do you think this is by design, Mike?
Yeah, well, this is the recovering lawyer in me talking, and I practiced for 18 years before abandoning it. Thank God for this. But any lawyer with any influence over that organization would say, if there's any chance we're not going to have this guy, we better not include him in any materials aimed at getting customers to buy season tickets, because the last thing we need is some smart ass filing a class action lawsuit seeking a full refund on all tickets because you led us to believe that Russell Wilson was going to be on the team when you knew or should have known that he wasn't going to be on the team. It could be that simple, but it tells me that it's serious enough that they thought it would be prudent and smart and wise and potentially something that would save a lot of money to not mention Russell Wilson, so no one could say you led us to believe he was going to be here and then you traded him.
Okay, so this isn't nefarious on their part. This is just being smart on Seattle's part.
I think being smart is not mentioning Russell Wilson. Being nefarious is mentioning all these other people. That's where it becomes.
Well, who are you going to go out and see, Mike? I mean, you got to come out.
It's a little twist. Yeah. You got to twist the knife. You know, you got to market Shane Waldron, the new offensive coordinator, if you want to sell tickets, guys. What are you thinking? But I think this is a manifestation of that frustration they've got to be feeling because he's been twisting the knife on them. This is their chance to give it a little twist back.
Jerry Jones is getting credit for, hey, I know what the salary cap's going to be, so therefore I can spend this money on Dak Prescott. And it made me wonder, Jerry knew about this? Do other owners know about this? Why is it that Jerry's the only one who gets credit for, hey, I know what it's going to be, I can spend this money? I haven't heard one other owner get credit for a signing because he knows what the salary cap's going to be. Is this insider trading, Mike?
I'm glad you mentioned this. This is the stupidest take that I've heard in the aftermath of the Dak Prescott signing, that Jerry Jones somehow has inside information that no one else possesses, that there's going to be an influx of cash from new TV contracts. We all know that's going to happen. They've been talking for weeks that these deals are impending. Some expect them to be announced this week. This isn't a secret. Yeah, no crap. I almost said the other word. There's going to be more money available in future years, and you're going to push these cap dollars into future years, and the cap's going to keep going up. That's a no-brainer. That's that. Everybody knows that's what's happening between the TV deals and gambling. The cap is going to keep going up and up and up. This year is a temporary dip, and next year it's going to start going up, and by the time this Dak Prescott deal expires, it's going to be a lot higher than it is now, and he's going to be in great position after 4 years to get paid again and to get paid even more than he's getting paid now.
Who has a better contract, Dak Prescott or Patrick Mahomes?
Without question, it's Dak Prescott. Look, Dan, last year when the Patrick Mahomes deal came out, 12 years of a commitment, and it's not a two-way commitment. It's a one-way commitment. The team can rip it up whenever they want and move on, and there's a point where it would make sense for the team to do it. If for whatever reason he's no longer a special talent, we believe that he will be, and he believes that he will be. But I remember that the Mahomes deal came out before the window closed on the Dak Prescott negotiations last July 15 on a long-term deal, and he went with the franchise tag instead. And I asked someone in the know, if you take this contract and you scratch out Patrick Mahomes and you put in Dak Prescott, would Dak take it? And the answer was unequivocally, no, you don't do that deal. That Mahomes deal is an outlier, it's an albatross, and it was done with one goal in mind. So his agents could say, we negotiated the first $500 million contract in league history. It's a bad deal. I mean, think about this. Over the first 4 years of Dak's deal, he's going to make more than $50 million more than Mahomes over the first 4 years of his deal. And when Dak's deal's done after the 2024 season, Mahomes is still signed for 7 more years. He's counting on Clark Hunt, the owner of the team, being willing to tear up that contract at the appropriate time. That's fine. Some owners will do it. Other owners won't. Jerry Jones wouldn't. So that's the leap of faith Mahomes took. So without question, Dak's deal is better. $66 million signing bonus, record. $75 million paid out this year, record. $95 million fully guaranteed, record. And only a 4-year deal.
If you're Dak Prescott, do you ask Jerry if he can give one of those golf checks where they hand it out and it's that huge check? Like, for just it says $75 million and he hands it to Dak. I would love that photo op. Because, you know, Jerry's, you know, although we haven't heard from Jerry. I thought he would take a victory lap here, Mike. Why not?
Well, look, Dan, they screwed this up. And this is the flip side of the Jared Goff cautionary tale, because after Goff had 3 seasons in and people were saying, well, he's going to get a new contract, there were plenty of people in the league and in the media saying, why are the Rams going to give this guy a market value contract? At some point, one of these teams has to say, we're not going to do this. We're not just going to make you the next highest paid player in league history just because your contract is due to be renegotiated and you've been on the right side of pass fail. The Rams did it, and now they regret it. They're unloading Jared Goff plus something. You know, they're giving something up in net trade assets to get rid of his contract. The other side of it is, when you know you have your guy, you got to move quickly to get him signed. And the longer you wait, the more expensive it gets. And the Cowboys waited and waited and delayed and delayed. And they kept thinking that Dak Prescott was going to wake up one day and see it their way, take less money, accept the fact that being the Cowboys quarterback leads to all sorts of other earning opportunities. and just say, okay, we'll accept whatever you want to pay us. And he never did. And he finally had them in a spot where they had no choice but to give him this contract. So it's nothing to be proud of. It's their own fault. If they'd have done this in 2019, they would have done it for a hell of a lot less than what they're paying now.
He's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, and you can go to his website, profootballtalk.com. All right, what's this mean for the next group of quarterbacks? Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield. Who gets paid, who doesn't?
Well, and this is what's fascinating about the Dak deal, because the quarterback market was irrelevant to his leverage and his contract. His leverage was driven by the second tag and the likelihood that next year the Cowboys wouldn't have been able to tag him again and he would have become a free agent. That's what determined his number. But now that he's getting 4 years, 160, it becomes relevant to these other quarterbacks. But, you know, here's where the challenge is for the Bills with Allen, the Ravens with Jackson, and the Browns with Mayfield. First, you got to be sure it's the guy. Is this the guy? And I think Ravens, Bills, yes. Browns, I'd be tempted to give it another year, all due respect to Baker Mayfield. But once you know it's the guy, you got to move and you got to get it done. And you got to put a number on the table that he'll take. Because if he waits, it's only going to get more expensive to keep him. Lamar Jackson is 4 years away from having the Ravens in the position that Prescott had the Cowboys. So now there's an opportunity for the Ravens to get something done that Lamar Jackson won't say no to. And this is where it's important to have a good agent. You need to have a good agent who is going to fight with you, or fight for you, not with you, fight for you against the team, but potentially fight with you when you want to take that offer and the agent's saying, no, it's not right yet. Let's not do it. Let's not give in. And Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent. And my concern is the Ravens are going to make him an offer that blows him away, that isn't nearly as good as it could be. But without an agent to slow him down, he's going to jump on it. And that would be a huge win for the Ravens if that happens, Dan.
There's talk about Tom Brady restructuring his deal. What if Brady said, pay me $1 million?
Like, oh, he could do that.
But if you say, if he says, look, I'm going to take $1 million, because what is left for Brady? Another Super Bowl. That's it. He doesn't care about the all-time passing numbers, and he cares about how many Super Bowls I put up, and he's going to get endorsements. But if he said that, now you can bring back Shaq Barrett. Now, you know, you franchised Godwin. Like, you can keep the band together here, because Tom wants to make one more run here, at least. Why not do something like that?
That's exactly what Drew Brees has done. We just assumed he was doing it as a cap favor to the Saints and that he wasn't playing. Still hasn't retired. If Brees would somehow play, he's gone from 25 to 1.075. That's the minimum for anyone with seven or more years of service. That's the least that you can pay someone. Tom Brady could do that if he wants to. He could say, I know I'm supposed to make $25 million this year. I'm just going to take $1.075 million. You can have the rest. Keep the team around me. It's more important to me at this point to get to number eight, not to make $25 million. And yeah, he could do that if he wanted to. And that would be something if he would do that. And that would put them in a great position to keep all the guys that they're trying to keep.
But just imagine what that would sound like if Brady said, look, I want to keep the guys together. What that would mean for that team in that locker room, not that they aren't, you know, following him as the Pied Piper, but I mean, that's pretty, that'd be pretty revolutionary.
Well, it's it's kind of what he did in New England. Now, there's two schools of thought on why he took less in New England. Some would say he was being selfless. He wanted to have enough players around him. You want to have depth when your starters get injured. You don't want to slap some undrafted guy who's never proven himself into the starting lineup because of injury necessity. You know, part of it, too, was he was always in fear of Bill Belichick waking up one day and saying, we're paying this guy too much money. We can't afford this. We can do better dollar for dollar with someone else. So there was always that healthy dose of what if I get cut because I'm making too much money? And that's one of the reasons why I know for a fact he kept his money in check. But this would be the ultimate, I'm giving back my earning potential. I mean, think of what this guy's worth to the team. And this is where I struggle with it, because I'm a firm believer. Guys should get every penny they can get while they can get it. They're going to fill that stadium this year, pandemic permitting, because of Tom Brady. You're only taking $1 million. If you would only take $1 million when you're the reason that a place they haven't been able to sell out in a generation is going to be sold out. So it's a tough balance, and you don't want to sell a guy's earning capacity short. But if he really is sufficiently driven to get to number eight and maybe to number nine and maybe to number 10, then one way to do it is to say, I'm going to take the bare minimum.
You brought up Drew Brees. What's going on here? He's supposed to be on this Sunday night, football night in America set with you coming up next season, Mike.
Hi. I've told you time and again, they only wake me up for the unimportant meetings. I don't know what's going on with Drew Brees. And Sean Payton told us 5 weeks ago, Super Bowl week, that he expects an announcement from Drew Brees in the next week to a week and a half. And here we are. Nothing from Drew. There was that video of him pushing a sled. I mean, that's not just a guy who's trying to stay in shape. That's a guy who's getting ready to play football. So I don't understand it. There's no urgency for him to do it. Maybe he's just enjoying the moment. I don't get it. But he's already reduced his salary from 25 to 1.075. And if he would show up and say, I'm back, what can the Saints do? What are they going to say? No, we're going to cut you. So it's fascinating. And I'm sure there are some people within the Saints organization that are a little bit nervous about how this is all going to play out.
You know what I thought was the tip off that he's retiring when I saw that video of him pushing the sled?
The change, the Jason Witten type change?
Yes.
Up north? Yes.
Yes. Yes. There was a little more moss on top of his head there. And that struck me as the I'm going into TV hairdo.
But let me just make a general observation. and this is nothing against Drew or Brian Urlacher. But once it's gone, it's a little more conspicuous when it comes back. Like, you need to intervene in the process at some point before it's obvious, like you're Kevin from The Office and you show up at Jim and Pam's wedding with hair. It's kind of obvious at that point, Dan.
Yeah, I know. That to me was the tip off, Mike. When people say, what's he going to do? I said, well, he's retiring. How do you know that? Because he's got new hair.
Look, you may be onto something officially, though.
And I don't have a second source right now, but I'm working on that, Mike.
Well, I will say, I mean, obviously, I wasn't even sure it was him in the video. Obviously, there has been something that's gone on up top. It's not just diet and exercise that causes it to reverse itself. But whether that's the motivation, I have no information.
And you don't have to worry about that.
Look at that
head of hair you got.
Yeah, it's most of it's mine.
Yeah, yeah, but you haven't colored it, right?
You know what? Full transparency, Dan. We had this conversation years ago. It was starting to go gray, and I thought, hey, now's the time to do it. You intervene. You freeze it in place where it is, and I did that for about a year or two, and then you see a picture of yourself with really dark hair, and it looks pathetic because you're aging. But your hair is really dark. And it's like, I don't want to be that guy, and I'm not going to name names. It's 70 that has a full head of jet black hair, but is otherwise 70. So I stopped. And for the most part, you know, it depends on the lighting. For the most part, it looks not as gray as it really is. But yeah, remember the Bob Barker thing? Like, he took a week off on Price is Right, and he showed up with full head of white hair, and everybody went nuts. It's like, yeah, it was ridiculous before that because nobody believed he had a full head of brown hair. You just got to embrace it. You got to accept it. Just be glad you're alive and be glad that it's there. I don't care what color. That's my official position. I don't care what color it is as long as it's there.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Dan.
That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. I imagine somebody's tuning in. They're going, wait, what are they talking about? Yeah, that was my tip-off with Drew Brees because everybody was like, oh, did you see him working out? And I go, eh, he's retiring. Why? I said, look at his hair. He's got TV hair. Going dark, let it fill in. Yes, Todd.
What am I supposed to do with that? Don't worry about what color it is as long as it's there. That I wish I could rally behind that little theme.
I offered to buy you hair years ago.
We had someone come in once that kind of painted my head black. We've tried different things.
You look great the way you are.
Thank you.
Yes.
With my hat on.
Yes, with your hat on. Don't take that hat
Keep
off.
The hat on.
Yes, McLovin.
I just Googled Kevin in the office with hair. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I didn't see that one.
We'll take a break. Play of the day up next year on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God!
The play, the play of the day.
Running left, I got it.
Play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Now down to six. He makes the move. And a block by Ryan. Ryan across midcourt. Here's the long one. At the buzzer, a three-point shot by Trey Wirtz. Oh, you got to be kidding me!
Since 2015, Notre Dame is 11-4 in the ACC tournament games, winning at least one game in the tournament each season. That's courtesy of the ACC Network. Fighting Irish up next will face North Carolina in second round. Play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Built Bar. 16 grams of protein, low calorie, low carbs, and it tastes great. It's like a candy bar, but it's a protein bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code DP20, 20% off your first order. NCAA bids last night, Gonzaga, Mount St. Mary's, Cleveland State, and Drexel. I watched a lot of Bryant versus Mount St. Mary's last night.
The Mount.
I did. Yeah, they're known as the Mount. But Bryant College coming out of nowhere, being a formidable team, exciting team, one of the better scoring teams in the country. Cleveland State, Drexel, and Gonzaga with your automatic bids there. Got a poll question, and Paulie says it's a piping hot poll question. Yes, Paulie.
Okay, we just had Florio on. Florio has some great hair. Yeah. Dan, you've had great hair your whole life, so yeah. You don't really understand the people who are follically challenged.
Okay.
This is a serious question, not just for Sports Radio, an actual question where if you make a decision, I'm going to take you back to age 20. Ready?
Yeah.
And you're offered these two things. At age 20, you could either lose all your hair at age 20 and you're a single man.
Yeah.
Or lose the finger on your non-dominant hand, your pinky finger. And it's a serious question because I brought it up to the room and someone in this room said, I'd absolutely lose my pinky finger. Because you get over it pretty quick. You can hide it. Hair, you lose it. It's gone. I'm talking age 20, not 50.
Do I lose the entire pinky finger?
Yes.
Oh, not a Ronnie Lott where just a little bit of it?
No. It's not painful. It's uncontrolled. It's not like a fireworks accident.
And my non-shooting hand.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And the serious question, like, Seton, what was your answer?
Oh, definitely. You could take my pinky.
McLovin?
Yikes. I'll probably lose my hair, go like Jason Statham bald.
Okay. Well, you're not going to look like Jason Statham.
How about the dad in Family Ties bald?
Oh.
That's who Drew Brees said he looked like. Remember that guy?
Yes.
Yeah. I losing the pinky finger sounds pretty bad to me.
But there's not going to be any pain involved. We're going to make sure there's no pain.
Don't you need, isn't there a functional purpose? I don't know. It just seems pretty radical to me.
Todd?
Maybe because I've been used to it, I'll throw the hat on and save my digits and have 10 fingers.
Paulie?
I've been without an eye for my entire life, and I would rather be without an eye than without hair, probably. So I'll go with the finger. I got like 9 other fingers. What am I doing with the left hand?
Yeah. At age 20...
Dan, can you imagine trying to get into the field you got into with a bald head at 20? Probably wouldn't have helped things. I mean, obviously your talent and abilities, but having good hair for TV.
Yeah. And you know what else you got to do the rest of your life when you go bald at 20? You spend every time it comes up being like, well, you know, yeah, I started in my 20s. So it's, you know, it's like, it's always a storyline that like, oh, well, yeah, you know, or people like, but, oh, well, you know, I mean, it's, God, can you believe it at 20? Mm-hmm. He's already losing all his hair.
Yeah.
If you lose the finger, you just move to like Minnesota and wear mittens all the time. You know, move to Canada, you're all set.
You wear Bernie Sanders gloves?
Yeah. Yeah, those mittens.
And then you know what happens to then the rest of your life? People will be like, whoa, how'd you lose your pinky? Be like, kept my hair. Yeah, I was given the choice. I could either keep this head of hair or lose my pinky. They're like, well, hey, you got a great head of hair. Yeah, no, thanks. It only cost me this pinky.
Todd, if you could add another finger or add hair right now, what would you do?
Like have an 11th finger?
Yeah. I'm reversing it.
Yeah. In that case, I don't need, then I'm freakishly the other way. Like instead of having 9 fingers, I'm having 11. I would take the hair.
Well, then the fingers aren't that important to you. Then I just offered you a bonus.
I don't know if that's exactly the same comparison.
It's exactly the same. I offered you a bonus finger. Think of all the things you'd be like.
I do miss having my hair. Believe me. It's something weird about wearing like a suit and a cap. It just doesn't go
well. I remember that conversation with Mike Florio because I always tell guys, if you're going to do it soon. Sooner, not later. You want it to be gradual, not you show up one day and your hair is really dark. Fritzy, I will buy you hair.
You've been very generous about that, Tom.
Do you want hair?
I think I'll be okay the way I am. Sometimes you just got to embrace your situation.
John, it's about content.
We did the spray paint thing. That did not go over well for anybody.
Close out first hour with Callaway, the Apex Irons. Man, are they good. You know, there's sometimes where you pick up a club and you just look at it or you put it down by the ball and you go, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. It's go time. Green light. Apex Irons. Golfers finally get to experience the feel and precision of what the players use. Well, not too long ago, Callaway built the legendary Apex franchise with the help of artificial intelligence. And they pair cutting-edge technology with classic Ford's craftsmanship. You're going to get distance. You're going to get accuracy. I mean, you get everything you want in an iron. But they have a variety of irons because there's a variety of swings. The Apex Pro, that's for scratch, single-digit handicap players. The brand new Apex DCB, deep cavity back, which is what I play. Higher handicaps, a forged iron that you can go out and be confident with your game. A lot of irons out there. Nothing delivers everything like Apex. Apex Irons. Find the one that's right for you at CallawayGolf.com/Apex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.